Morgan Russell was an American who came to Paris in 1909, and he stayed there for the rest of his working career. So he was very aware of the weight of history, of the classical painting tradition, and yet Russell rebelled against it. He's trying to do something that's radically new. The very central switchback curve in the middle of this composition is based, we know from drawings in his notebooks, on Michelangelo's sculpture, The Dying Slave, one of the most revered sculptural images in all of art history.
You can see Michelangelo's sculpture on your screen now.
And that becomes the central compositional element in this radically new picture. But the figure is broken down through his use of wedge-like colored shapes. And Russell speaks about being interested in color as a sculptural element.
Russell collaborated with another American artist, Stanton McDonald Wright, to found a new abstract art movement called synchromism. McDonald Wright explained the term, saying, "Synchromism simply means with color, as symphony means with sound." The artists intended for color to function in a musical way, serving as the notes that make up a composition.
Here you can see that Russell is thinking of colors in chord combinations. The dominant chord is red, orange, yellow. The minor chords are yellow, green, blue. He was interested in thinking about how you could develop a sense of space without using the traditional rules of perspective. He's interested in the way that color might have a spatial quality, or what he called a plastic quality.